én kofferidemes ne zaj. Pa te samo stanimo, ti se dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa treba, ne. In jaz prijem tam, pa prema vrata, pa ne ideš. Pa tam dol zagledam Madonna in ošla.
Riz.
Je bil pa lep, mlad in to je siv. Siv, ne ta nemški občaj, ne, črn pa to ne. Prav tista prava volk. Krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiju Študent.
Ameriška zdravstvena reforma, zamujena priložnost. Pred slabima dvema tednoma, 23. marca, je ameriški predsednik Barack Obama podpisal zakon o zdravstveni reformi. Ceremonija se je odvila kot skrbno zrežiran dogodek v soju medijske pozornosti, kar je bilo glede na naravo zakona tudi pričakovati. No, kljub temu, da Združene države zdravstvu namenjajo ogromen delež bruto družbenega proizvoda, v državi še vedno obstaja približno 50 milijonov ljudi brez zdravstvenega zavarovanja, še dodatnih 25 milijonov pa jih je brez zadostnega zavarovanja. Razlog tiči v visokih stroških, ki si jih marsikdo ne more privoščiti. Ilustrativen je tako podatek, da zaradi nedostopnosti zdravstvenih storitev vsako leto umre več ljudi, kot jih je terjal 11. september. Terorističnemu napadu je takrat sledila takojšnja vojaška reakcija pod taktirko jastrebov iz republikanske administracije, medtem ko je splošno zdravstveno zavarovanje za vse prebivalce ZDA že več kot 100 let le pobožna želja. Barack Obama je sprejetje zdravstvene reforme postavil za enega izmed temeljnih kamnov predvolilne kampanje. Poleg vojne v Afganistanu in Iraku ter zaprtja koncentracijskega taborišča v Guantanamu bodo prav rezultati sedaj sprejete reforme merilo uspešnosti njegovega mandata. Nova zakonodaja je tako prišla v kar najbolj primernem trenutku, saj so se na Obamin račun že začele vrstiti kritike o mlačnosti in neodločnosti. Po dobrem letu vladanja lahko tako končno postreže s konkretnim dosežkom. Razumeti pomen zdravstvene reforme za Združene države Amerike pomeni razumeti tudi specifičen družbeni in politični ustroj te države. Glede pravice do zdravstvenega varstva tako ni sprejetega širšega družbenega konsenza, ampak se pogosto presoja skozi ideološka očala. V ameriški družbi se v tem okviru porajajo vprašanja, kot ali je zdravstveno varstvo sploh splošna človekova pravica. Nadalje, ali je zagotavljanje zdravstvene oskrbe naloga države in kdo naj plačuje stroške. Takšni pomisleki so še posebej prisotni v konzervativnem delu družbe, ki tradicionalno goji nezaupanje do vpletanja zvezne vlade v življenja posameznikov. Obstaja seveda tudi antipol tej individualistični drži. Prizadevanje za reformiranje zdravstva je tako domena demokratske stranke, še bolj pa tistega dela civilne družbe, ki se zavzema za univerzalno zdravstveno zavarovanje. V ZDA je tako dejavnih kopica organizacij in gibanj, katerim je skupno zavzemanje za ta cilj. Pogovarjali smo se s Katie Robbins, nacionalno koordinatorko neprofitne in grassroots koalicije Healthcare Now, ki nam je najprej predstavila agendo in taktiko gibanja.
Healthcare Now was founded about 5 years ago to support national legislation for single-payer healthcare, which would provide universal, high-quality care for everyone in the United States. We have done extensive work on lobbying for this legislation, educating the public about this solution to our healthcare crisis, as well as forming chapters and coalitions of advocates and activists around the country who support single-payer national health care. We've also used direct action demonstrations at the for-profit private health insurance and pharmaceutical companies, as well as civil disobedience at times to raise awareness about this solution.
Večina Američanov je vsaj na papirju zdravstveno zavarovanih, velik del preko delodajalcev, drugi so vključeni v državni program Medicaid za revne oziroma v Medicare za starejše prebivalce. Težava nastopi, ko posameznik zboli, saj pogosto prihaja do zlorab strani komercialnih zavarovalnic. Te določajo maksimalno kritje stroškov, zavračajo rizične stranke ali sklicevanjem na pravniške trike v zavarovalnih pogodbah, preprosto prekinejo zavarovanje, ko posameznik resno zboli. Poleg tega obstaja skupina samozaposlenih ljudi, ki pogosto ne zmorejo poravnavati zavarovalniških obveznosti. Kako močno potem takem odmeva zauzemanje gibanja za univerzalno zavarovanje v ameriški družbi in množičnih medijih?
Yes, there's an interesting dynamic in the United States where the solution, a single-payer national healthcare system, also called Medicare for All, it is the most popular program. When you go to polls from the public and polling from physicians and nurses, it always comes up as number one because it truly is a universal system to provide care to everyone at less cost. However, the media and many politicians have made it very challenging for us to have our position represented in the national discussion on reform over the past year and a half, mainly because we do propose eliminating the private health insurance companies, which have a great deal of influence through all of the money that they use to lobby Congress and also all of the money that goes into the advertising they do with media also gives them influence there. So we've had a very challenging time having a fair discussion, including single-payer national health care, over the past year and a half.
Ena izmed taktik gibanja je tudi lobiranje znotraj političnega establishmenta, kjer vsaj v demokratski stranki obstaja deklarativna volja za spremembe. Ali je ta omejena zgolj na marketinški vzklik Yes, we can?
In the U.S. House of Representatives, we have about 90 co-sponsors on our legislation. In the Senate, it's much fewer. We would have about 5 senators who sign on to our legislation. However, we feel that this was a very good year to educate them about exactly what single-payer national health care is. Moving out of this period, even though we did not get it, I think it will be easier to have discussions with them about why it's the correct position to support on health care reform. But we're very disappointed in the legislation that came out and was recently signed by the president.
Zdi se, da so pri nasprotovanju zdravstveni reformi ključni različni pristopi do razumevanja vloge države in njenih pooblastil pri zagotavljanju zdravstvenega varstva.
I think it's it's important to understand that, you know, in the United States, we have such a mixture of healthcare programs that we really could have had an excellent discussion on, you know, what would it be a single-payer system, what would be socialized healthcare, and what would be the for-profit market-based approach to care, because we have examples of all of that in our healthcare system right now. But many people feel that it's interesting. The rhetoric is so confusing right now. The Republicans are saying that what we have is a government takeover of healthcare, and that is not true. And the Democrats are saying that the health reform is on par with the passage of Medicare and Social Security, our two major entitlement programs in this country, and that is also not true. A smaller percentage of the really, it was very few members of Congress that said this health care reform didn't go far enough. We feel similarly that the choice that the president had was to either look to the public programs that work or look at market-based solutions. And this legislation really entrenches the market-based for-profit system in our health care, as opposed to looking to systems like Medicare, which are publicly funded and much better at providing real care to people because of the less administration, profits, advertising, all of these things that consume so much of our resources. So I think it's an incredibly charged issue politically, but unfortunately we haven't had a very good discussion on the policy. Yeah, I think that among the public, there really is majority support for a publicly funded system. So there is disagreement, though, between people who think the government shouldn't be involved at all in our healthcare, but often they're very confused and not knowledgeable about how healthcare is really delivered in our country. I mean, again, when you look to polls, the majority of people here want the government to be involved in delivering high-quality healthcare to everyone, even if they have to pay more taxes or, you know, it's been problematic because the corporations have controlled the process so that their interests are benefited before the American people. I think that's the major thing to take away, that there really was so much corporate involvement with the insurance companies, the drug companies, and the hospitals that the American people didn't get a fair chance to be heard about what they really need.
Republikanski tabor in desničarska družbena gibanja so v nasprotovanju reforme šli celo v primerjave trenutne Obamine politike z nacistično Nemčijo in stalinistično Sovjetsko zvezo. V agitaciji jim je pridno pomagalo trobilo neokonzervativne desnice, televizijska hiša Fox News, ki je v reformi videla poizkus upeljave najslabšega totalitarizma.
It's really based in politics and not policy. I mean, there's no evidence that this reform is anywhere close to socialized healthcare. So it shows the lack of understanding around what really is being discussed. And I think it's an example of how uneducated people are about both politics and policy in this country, particularly on the right, where they make these just completely incorrect claims.
Saznao sam nešto vrlo važno. Ne mogu da to vam ispričam. Znam da htjeli bi čuti to nešto vrlo važno, što ja ne mogu da vam ispričam. Ali veze nema, jer svaki od vas zna nešto vrlo važno i ne može da vrlo važno meni to ispriča. Ljubav je na prvome mjestu, ljubav postoji samo u srcu. Sa saznao sam nešto vrlo važno. Ne mogu da to vam ispričam, znam da htjeli bi čuti to nešto vrlo važno, što ja ne mogu da vam ispričam. Ali veze nema, jer svaki od vas zna nešto vrlo važno i ne može da vrlo važno meni to ispriča. Ljubav je na prvome mjestu, ljubav postoji samo u srcu.
Omenili smo že, koliko življenj terja nedosegljivo oziroma pomankljivo zdravstveno zavarovanje vsako leto. Amnesty International je pred kratkim objavil poročilo, v katerem opozarjajo, da se je v zadnjih 20 letih podvojilo število umrlih zaradi komplikacij pri nosečnosti oziroma porodu. Velika večina prizadetih žensk prihaja iz revnejših slojev in manjšinskih skupnosti. Healthcare Now si je za vodilo izbral na prvi pogled dvoumne besede Martina Luthera Kinga mlajšega, da je od vseh oblik neenakosti najhujša in najbolj nehumana prav neenakost znotraj sistema zdravstvenega varstva.
Yes, actually the founder of Healthcare Now worked with Dr. King in the 60s when he was running the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and felt very close to his principles on healthcare, and we agree with that statement that inequality in our system is unjust and it has to end. Every person in this country, immigrant or not, deserves access to high quality care without financial barriers.
Po sedaj sprejeti reformi se od večine Američanov pričakuje, da bodo sklenili zdravstveno zavarovanje. Tistim pa, ki zaradi nezadostnih dohodkov tega ne bi zmogli, bo priskočila na pomoč država. Predvidene so celo sankcije v obliki višjih davkov za tiste, ki ne bi hoteli skleniti zdravstvenega zavarovanja. Reforma bo po izračunih strankarsko neodvisnega kongresnega urada za proračun državno blagajno obremenila za $940 milijard v 10 letih. Hkrati bi se zaradi pozitivnih učinkov v enakem obdobju zmanjšal proračunski primankljaj za $138 milijard. Kdo bo pravzaprav pridobil z reformo in kdo bo nosil stroške?
That's a good question. There will be an expansion over the next, in 4 years, there will be an expansion of the Medicaid program, which serves low-income people. They estimate that about 16 million more low-income people will be eligible for that program. And for those people, it will be a really important thing that will give them access to some care, though the program is low quality. In addition, there's increased funding for community health clinics, which will help people access care as well. I think that the most challenging part of the reform is the concept of mandating people who aren't eligible for public programs, literally forcing them to purchase a private insurance plan if they're uninsured and not eligible for Medicaid or Medicare. And there's very few regulations on the private insurance plans. They can be quite expensive. There will be some taxpayer subsidies to make them more affordable, but I question if that's even possible because the insurance companies are able to charge as much as they want in co-pays or extra fees that really send many people into bankruptcy because of the medical debt that they accrue if they get sick. So private insurance, I always say, is like, it's like an umbrella that melts in the rain. It's not there when you need it. So mandating people to buy these products is really unprecedented in our country, and I think a terrible solution to the healthcare crisis.
Obamina reforma vse eno predstavlja precejšnje razočaranje za liberalen del ameriške javnosti, saj ne predvideva univerzalnega zdravstvenega zavarovanja. Nasprotno, slavijo predvsem privatne zavarovalnice, zato ne čudi, da je gibanje delnic zdravstvenega sektorja podpis nove zakonodaje pospremilo precej neprizadeto. Ali gre torej za še eno izgubljeno priložnost?
I think it was a really missed, I think it absolutely was a missed opportunity. The expansion of the private insurance industry, I mean, they are the problem with our healthcare system, and expanding it is not the solution. So, unfortunately, it will take some years before the failure of the program is apparent and completely clear. While a few people will be helped, the problem is not going away. Our system is still quite broken and quite unequal, and at some point it will really be unsustainable because the cost of care for our country is going to continue to increase. So we anticipate that it really will not be able to continue as it is set up, and we will be there with a solution.
Cilj gibanj za univerzalno zdravstveno zavarovanje tako ostaja nespremenjen.
We are going to continue fighting for the healthcare that the people in this country need, and we're not stopping until we get it. We see a single payer national health insurance program as a real step in the right direction, the minimum step for guaranteeing real universal healthcare and improving the way healthcare is accessed and delivered in this country. We are certainly not going away. We feel stronger than we've ever been, and we look forward to continuing to fight.
Ne glede na temeljitost reforme, je zanimivo, da je do nje prišlo v času ekonomske stagnacije in zmanjšanega posluha za socialna vprašanja. Sama od sebe se potegne vzporednica z obdobjem ekonomske depresije pred drugo svetovno vojno, ko je še eden od demokratskih predsednikov, Franklin Roosevelt, leta 1935 poskušal upeljati nekakšno obliko nacionalnega programa za zdravstveno zavarovanje.
Correct. When Roosevelt was pushing to pass social security, there were also efforts to include national health insurance, which failed. And then later on, Truman tried to do the same thing. There was discussion, you know, every decade after that about providing national health care to the people in this country. And again, even though reform has passed, we still fall very short from reaching a universal system in the United States. It's been a long struggle.
Združene države Amerike so nekakšen trendsetter v globalnem svetu, ki raje prisluhne logiki zmanjševanja javnih izdatkov za socialne namene kot pozivom k večji socialni občutljivosti. Ali je potem takem razuneta debata o obrobu reforme koristila vsaj ponovnemu premisleku o vlogi države pri zagotavljanju osnovnih potreb prebivalstva?
An important conversation for the people of this country to have. I think more people are educated on how healthcare works in the United States, and that's a positive thing, and I hope that that improves future discussions on social programs, but I really do think we have a lot of work to do.
Zeitgeist je pripravil Tadej.
Pridem jaz nazaj, pa te samo ostane, imam tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa trebaha, ne. In jaz pridem tam, pa premata, pa meniš. Pa tam dol zagledam Madonna in ošlo.
Res.
Je bil pa lep, mlad in tudi siv. siv, ne ta njemški očaj, ne črni baton, ne, prav tista prava govor, ne, krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa, na Radiju Študent.